You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening. This is an evening walk down Dalal Street. Today is the first day in the new trading week, and unfortunately, we haven't had a great start. Here's hoping that you had a fantastic weekend, because the news we have as soon as you came back into trade, not so good. 2% fall in Nifty on macroeconomic indicators that turned out to be poor is what the big headline from Dalal Street today was. That and other things that rocked Dalal Street are what I bring to you. My name is Rakesh Sharma, and you're listening to an evening walk down Dalal Street right here on Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Worries over the deteriorating health of the Indian economy spooked investors as the domestic equity market witnessed a strong wave of sell-off today on the 3rd of September. Investor sentiment received a blow after official data on the 30th of August showed India's GDP, that is gross domestic product, grew 5% in April to June 2019. The GDP growth was at 8% in the same quarter of 2018-2019. Gross value added, that is GVA, which is GDP minus taxes, and therefore a more realistic proxy to measure economic activity, grew 4.9% in April to June compared to 7.7% in the same period in 2018 and 5.7% in January to March this year. Besides, an alarming fall in auto sales numbers during the month of August aggravated these worries. Domestic passenger vehicle sales dropped 30.9% year-on-year to 195,558 units in August 2019, falling for the 10th consecutive month. So what happened today in the markets? The market opened in the lower terrain today in the light of weak macroeconomic indicators and lurched sharply lower in afternoon trade. Other than the worries over poor health of the domestic economy, rupees fall against the US dollar, weak global sentiment, and sustained capital outflow of foreign funds continued weighing on market sentiment. Sensex closed with a strong loss of 770 points or 2.06% at 36,562.91, with only two stocks, that is Tech Mahindra and HCL Technologies, in the green. Tech Mahindra was up 1.24% and HCL Technologies up 0.62%. ICICI Bank emerged as the top loser in the Sensex pack, which is down 4.45%. And that was followed by Tata Steel, down 3.93%, Vedanta, down 3.7%, HDFC, 3.67% down, and IndusInd Bank, down 3.61%. The 50-share Nifty Index finished 225 points, or 2.04% lower, at 10,797.9, with 48 stocks of the 50 in the red. BSE mid-cap and small-cap indices closed the day 1.65% and 1.32% down respectively, so they outperformed the benchmark. All sectoral indices on the BSE settled with losses, with BSE Metal down 3.23% as the top loser. Energy, basic materials, finance, industrials, telecom, utilities, bank, capital goods, consumer durables, oil and gas, power and realty stocks, all declined over 2% each. The breadth of the market remained heavily tilted towards decliners as 1,613 stocks incurred losses on the BSE against 817 that logged gains. Some 178 stocks remained unchanged. As many as 207 stocks, including IRB Infrastructure Developers, Bharat Forge, Canara Bank, Union Bank of India, and Indiabulls Integrated Services, hit their 52-week lows on the BSE. The sharp sell-off in equities dragged the overall market capitalization of BSE-listed firms to 138,42,866.10 crore rupees against 140, which means investors were poorer by about 2.56 lakh crore rupees in just one session today. The top news I bring to you today, the Supreme Court said the CBI custody of former Finance Minister P. Chidambaram would continue till the 5th of September in the INX media corruption case. In other pieces of news, Prime Minister Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin will hold a bilateral meeting in Vladivostok later this week. The manufacturing of assault rifles and military helicopters in India will be among the top items on the agenda. British Prime Minister, a lot of the bad haircuts, Boris Johnson, will seek re-election on the 14th of October if members of Parliament block the option of leaving the European Union without a deal. Closer home, Prime Minister Imran Khan, our neighbour to the right, said his government will issue multiple and on-arrival visas to Sikhs undertaking pilgrimage coming from India. RBI has extended Know Your Customer deadline, that is KYC deadline, by 6 months by giving mobile wallet companies time till February 29th, 2020 to comply with KYC norms. And finally, four people have been killed and three seriously injured in a fire at an ONGC site in Mumbai, this according to a report by Reuters. Very quickly then, some stocks that made some noise today. Shares of Reliance Power surged 8.64% to close at 3.52 rupees on the BSE after it said it had signed a partnership agreement with Japanese energy major JERA, that is J-E-R-A, for jointly setting up 750-megawatt gas-based combined cycle power project Phase 1 at Meghna Ghat in Bangladesh. Shares of IDBI Bank settled at 28 rupees 80 paise, up 7.66% after reports that LIC and the government will infuse funds in the bank. Of the 9,300 crore rupees needed, LIC would infuse 4,743 crore rupees and the government will infuse 4,557 crore rupees. Shares of MOIL slipped 3.27% today to 121 rupees 30 paise, after the company reduced prices of different grades of manganese ore and other products. Shares of Reliance Naval and Engineering shed 4.35% to end at 88 paise. That's no rupees before it, just 88 paise, after its subsidiary company admitted for a corporate insolvency resolution process. Shares of ONGC slipped 3.34% to 117 rupees 15 paise after a major fire broke out at the company's Uran plant in Maharashtra. Tata Steel shares declined 3.93% to 331 rupees 40 paise after the company announced the sale of some of its European businesses. And finally, PSU bank stocks ended with deep cuts today. The weakness appeared to be a fallout of the government's announcement of the merger of 10 PSBs into four on the 30th of August and the worries surrounding this. The Nifty PSU Bank Index closed 4.87% down, with all components in the red. Indian Bank was down 11.96%, Canara Bank down 11.94%, and Union Bank of India down 10.11%, and these three emerged as the top losers in the index. What's happening in the rest of the world? European shares fell for the first time in four sessions as uncertainty over Britain's chaotic exit from the European Union and trade tensions between the US and China weighed on sentiment. Asian markets ended slightly lower on the trade war concerns. Japan's Nikkei 225 ended flat at 20,625.16, while South Korea's Kospi was down 0.18% to close at 1,965.69. So we know all that took place on Dalal Street. So what do the charts tell us and how are these things aligned for tomorrow? Nifty broke multiple support levels today and closed below 10,800. Gaurav Bisa, who is AVP Derivatives and Technicals at LKP Securities, told Money Control, and I quote, "Going ahead, 10,775 will be crucial for any up move to be seen in the next couple of days. But if Nifty trades below 10,775 consistently, then it can approach the previous panic low of 10,640, unquote. So, a lot to look forward to tomorrow. 10,640 may be one of those numbers you might want to keep your eye out for tomorrow. Well, there you go. That's pretty much everything you needed to know about what happened on Dalal Street. A lot to digest. Of course, podcasts here continue. We just spoke about currency manipulation and whether or not China has been doing it. And indeed, the designation of China as currency manipulator officially by the United States. So do be sure to listen to that if that tickles your bone. And of course, I will be back again with stories of the day, which is, of course, stories from around the world. Do write into us in the meanwhile, mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener. and an even smarter investor.
And finally, a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers curated market data, stock analysis, and trading recommendations. You can now subscribe to Money Control Pro for just 289 rupees for a year as part of our independence offer. Use the code FREEDOM, FREEDOM. The offer is valid until the 31st of August for Android and desktop users. You can log on to moneycontrol.com to subscribe.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.